also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is added with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Indonesia is pressing forward with practical measures to tackle plastic pollution. Despite a lack of global consensus on a binding international treaty, Environment Ministry Hanif Faisal Nurofik said on Thursday. Following the second part of the fifth session of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee in Jakarta, he said Indonesia would not wait for the finalization of the Global Plastic Treaty to take actions. The Jayapura City Government in Papua Province has prepared three sites for Nutritional Fulfillment Services Units, or kitchen that provides meals for free nutritious meals program. Assistant of the Jayapura Municipal Government, Widi Hartanti, stated in the city on Thursday that the two planned locations are linked to a vocational high school and a junior high school. Separately, Secretary of the Jayapura Education Office, Yopi Hanuebi, noted that Jayapura currently have 7 operational SPPG spread across 4 sub-districts, including South Jayapura, with the number of expected to grow. And that was the news. Listener, right now we have a special report live from RRI Bukit Tinggi. And right now, the city of Bukit Tinggi strengthened its cultural heritage profile as it hosted the third National Cultural Heritage Destination Designation Review meeting in 2025. The event brought national attention to three historical sites. And right now, I'm not alone. I'm with my friend from RRI Bukit Tinggi, Aldila Safitri. How are you, Aldila? And can you tell us what is going on over there?
Okay, Ray. Today is a sunny day in Bukit Tinggi, and I am reporting about the Third National Cultural Heritage Designation Review Meeting of 2025 was held yesterday. And the event was attended in person by the Director General of Cultural Heritage and Tradition Protections at the Ministry of Culture of the Republic of Indonesia, Mr. Restu Gunawan, along with Major of Bukit Tinggi, Mr. Ramlan Nurmatias, and the head of the Bukit Tinggi Education and Culture Department, and also Culture Officer. This event also followed by participants from other regions, also joined virtual virtually via Zoom. This meeting was an important step for the three heritage sites in Bukit Tinggi that were nominated for national cultural heritage status, such as Jam Gadang or Bukit Tinggi Clock Tower, Senior High School No. 2 Bukit Tinggi, historically known as Sekolah Rajo or Quick School for Dekok, and also Lobang Jepang or Japanese Tunnel, which is currently the process of being officially proposed. During his remark, the Mayor of Bukit Tinggi expressed appreciations for the central government support, stating that official recognitions will help ensure this activity, and also he also emphasized that history and cultural legacy must be protected for future generation, and the presence of the Director General was seen as a strong show of support for Bukit Tinggi's cultural efforts. Ray.
Thank you so much, Ka Aldila, for your information there, and I hope the best for RRE Bukit Tinggi as well for the events itself. And thank you so much for a listener for accompanying me and Ka Aldila in this special report from Voice of Indonesia and RRE Bukit Tinggi. Stay tuned with us for more information and also news around Indonesia, only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad Eid al-Fitr and Eid Adha. But now, Gesang Bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Gesang Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening. Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota or Poem of the City on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudie Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Happy listening.
Banyak manusia, tapi ku sendiri. katakan cinta. Berapa lama ku harus menunggumu di ujung gelisah ini? Aku tak sedetik pun tak ingat kamu, namun dirimu masih begitu acuhkan. Satu cinta bertahan, satu cinta bertahan, satu cinta bertahan, satu cinta. Pernahkah engkau sejenak angin berlalu di setiap malam? Kini aku tak sedetik pun tak ingat kamu, namun dirimu masih begitu acuhkan. Ku tak mau tahu luka-luka-luka yang ku rasa. Satu cinta bertahan, satu cinta bertahan, satu cinta bertahan, satu cinta.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish.
Statusnya ingin aku mengenalnya. Aku berhasil menjadi temannya, walau sebatas di sosial media. Aku terbawa imaji tentangnya, citra yang dibuatnya. Komentar di timeline-nya, aku tak suka panas aku jadinya. Aku cemburu, terbakar hatiku, hilang sudah logika. Aku merasa jatuh cinta padanya meski tak pernah berjumpa. Ingin rasanya ku memiliki
Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasawami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Kamu di sini. Indonesia.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
That was Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is tape on the tap, then it is tap on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes karinding, such as in Chittamyang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalongkulon Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker, in order it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. The karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Dulunya itu dari ranting aren, aren orang Sunda bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah sekarang,
in the past it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Kulit, cara jemurnya juga lama. Jadi kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, jemurnya cepat kering. Setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nata says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
in Bandung City. Karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006, 2007 sampai kemarilah gitu mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah, loba bayarun. Astaghfirullah, loba nunagi. Astaghfirullah, loba nungantrog. Astaghfirullah, aya kolektor. Astaghfirullah, loba bayarin.
meli susu jeng jajan budak hutang KBPR jeng kredit motor pesan
Gusti nuhun, nuhun pisan tos kabalaya raina.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Loba Istighfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, pereogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun gitu, asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus mencarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, there was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called karinding.
Listener, as Kempol Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places, there are still traders selling this as kempol pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Call as kempol pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic